You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 25th show. It's a great day to talk money. That's why I'm here with you and what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and, more importantly, for your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now with me, I have Keith Medley and Brian Walker, regular contributors to the show and represent the space for home inspections. They're with Final Phase Inspection and Significant Home Inspection Issues. This is the conversation we're going to have today. Thanks, you guys, for coming back in studio.
That's great to be back.
Thanks for having us.
And I want to give a little bit about final inspection, phase inspection, for those of my listeners that have not had the privilege to hear them. And if you want more information on inspections, because we just have about 12 minutes usually with each of my guests, and they've been in many times, just go to themoneyhour.com and you can search Final Phase Inspection and listen to all the segments that I've had with them. Because right now, if you're thinking of purchasing a home, if you're selling a home or you own a home, this is good information for you. So Final Phase Inspection has been providing quality home inspection services in the Pacific Northwest since 2013 with hundreds of satisfied customers. Their focus is customer service and providing the absolute best home inspection experience. They have multiple inspectors with over 60 years of combined experience in home construction and remodel, as well as restoration from fire and water damage. They offer flexible scheduling and are available 7 days a week. Special discounts are available to police, fire, and military personnel. They are also proud members of the Legacy Caring organization, which serves our senior community and their families. Again, thanks a lot, you guys, for coming back in studio. So as home inspectors, I know that you find yourselves in the deepest, darkest corners of the home, one place I don't want to be, and I can only imagine the variety of things that you must run into. So I think every homeowner would benefit from understanding some of the most significant things that you've seen. Hopefully, we can help avoid what's happening or what can happen to them. So Keith, what are the big issues that you're running into of the recent?
Well, we definitely see a lot of different things on our inspections, and by far the biggest issues we run into here in the Pacific Northwest are caused by moisture. It's amazing what even a little water over time can do to a home. It's also really interesting how water interacts with other materials, because that's what creates so many of the issues we find. A slow drip of water can erode solid concrete and at the same time supply enough food for continuous mold growth. And also, gravity wants to pull moisture downward, but moisture can defy gravity and also wick straight up through other materials. So it's really tricky where and how it can find its way in and around a house.
That is really interesting, Keith. And Brian, what are most common issues that you're seeing lately from the moisture damage?
A lot of the issues we're seeing now are from composition siding. And that's, a lot of people will know that as LP, but it really doesn't matter what brand it is. It's all the same. It's put together with wood fiber and glue and has an adverse effect when it comes in contact with water. You get moisture damage, swelling, rotted siding. Water will, as Keith said, water will wick up from the bottom of the siding, and that's how a lot of times the siding will get moisture damage. You have different kinds of siding. You have panel and you have plank. The plank siding is what you see. It sits horizontally, and you want to make sure the undersides are painted. You want your joints well caulked and sealed. You also want to check the grooves of the panel siding, which is also known as T111, and it gets damaged as well. Vegetation against the house can bring water closer to the siding and cause these issues as well. So you want to keep your siding, you want to keep your vegetation away at least 6 inches, a foot preferably, so you can get in there and maintain it. Keeping the water away from your house is the biggest thing.
Makes a lot of sense, Brian. So I see a lot of homes that probably benefit from a fresh coat of paint and maybe a little good gardening. Mm-hmm. So, Keith, what other areas are you seeing significant damage from moisture?
Well, it's really going to start at the top of the house, and it's the roofing. You know, the roof is really your first line of defense, protecting your home from the elements. And again, gravity is doing everything it can to pull that water down off of that roof.
Mm-hmm.
And if your roof's in great shape, it goes into your gutters and into your drains, and everything's fine. Well, the leaks in a roof are hidden. They're really hard to see oftentimes, and they cause incredible amounts of damage and rot and mold because it's the slow drip over time that causes the significant damage. And it causes damage to the wood sheathing under your shingles, to your attic and truss structures and ceilings, walls, all the way down to your subfloor. And really the primary causes are old roofing or missing shingles. We had some pretty big windstorms here this past season, and we go up on a roof and we'll see dozens of shingles that are missing, and those are potential leak points. Blocked gutters allow water to go behind the gutters and back up into your structure. Flashing issues. Flashing is the metal pieces that protect the corners and seams around your skylights and roof-to-wall transitions. And then lastly, we see so much damage from pressure washing. We wish that we could find a way to stop people from pressure washing their roofs. It will literally blow a hole in the roof. And when it's not seen, it becomes a very slow, continuous leak point that will lead to big damage.
Wow. So, Brian, with all of the plumbing in our kitchens and bathrooms, I've got to imagine that there's moisture is a constant threat. So what are the kinds of damage that you can see from that?
Generally, around sinks is a big one. You get disconnected drains or poorly connected drains. Dishwasher drains that are installed incorrectly, where the air gap, which should be on top of the sink, is underneath. And when a leak happens, it destroys the bottom of a cabinet. Mold growth and issues will lead to a full kitchen remodel when you're not prepared for it. Failed toilet seals in bathrooms. A lot of times you can't see these things, and without a moisture meter, you can't tell it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So this transcends down into the crawl space where your structure is. It'll moisture damage and rot beams, major structural supports, and that's what's supporting you and your family. The other things is failed seals as far as caulking around tubs where the floor meets the tub. You get in and out of the tub how many times a day and how many people are doing it, and you get water into that gap, and it continues to happen.
Yeah.
It creates damage. So you want to make sure that you're keeping an eye. I mean, you look under your sink, always be aware of what's going on. Smells. If you go into your bathroom and you have an odd smell, we all know when there's an odd smell.
Yes.
Okay. That is generally...
I can make a comment right now, but I'm not going to. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry, you just opened that wide up for me, but I'm going to stay quiet.
Oh, that's okay. You know, the thing is you know that's generally a leak issue, and most likely around a toilet when there's smells. And if you do see something, smell something, or something seems out of place or odd, investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your home. It's your biggest investment.
So I think we could all benefit from taking a closer look at moisture issues around all of our water sources in our home. So, Keith, besides moisture damage, what are the other big issues that you see during an inspection?
Well, it really starts with homeowners trying to do work themselves that may be beyond the scope of their expertise. And one of those areas is homeowner electrical work. And we see great work done by homeowners, but we also see homeowners that don't know what they're doing, and the risks associated with that are significant. Electricity is very dangerous, and shock and fire risk is really high. People are doing things, what we call double-tapped breakers, where they're basically double-taxing the expected capability of these electronic breakers and causing melted wires, damage that can happen inside of a wall where fires can happen, incorrect wiring. Wiring needs to be done a very specific way, and getting close isn't good enough. And I know firsthand, I was doing an inspection a couple of weeks ago, and I was testing a sump pump, and when I reached in to grab it, I got locked into an electrical circuit because a homeowner had connected it incorrectly. So You know, we obviously want to be safe. We want everybody to be safe. And the best way to do that is to work with the pros. But I do want to say electrical tape is not a proper long-term connection option.
Makes sense.
Please work with the pros and don't use electrical tape to do all of your primary connections.
Great advice for my listeners, especially those do-it-themselves guys. Dave, as you guys know, my husband is now retired, so who knows what he's working around on our house.
I'll
make sure
electrical
he listens. Exactly. So electricity can be obviously really dangerous, so it's important to always work, again, as you said, Keith, with qualified professionals. Brian, where are you seeing the most significant concerns for homeowners in when they're doing work on their own?
A lot of times they'll make structural modifications.
Okay.
And they don't
structural
know
what, modifications sound dangerous.
Yeah. So they'll move walls. They'll remove mm-hmm. walls without actually understanding the makeup of how the home is constructed. And it can be a costly mistake. You're talking about your family and your safety. We're talking about decks. Decks are by far the largest safety issue they've had on homes by collapsing, pulling away from houses.
Yeah.
And I find deck modifications, I went on one where they added a deck to another deck and then they didn't support it with a proper post.
Oh my gosh. It was
being supported by the railing of the stairs. And so it got up there and it was really shaky. The underside not structurally supported properly. Mm-hmm. I've gone under houses where they've actually taken split pieces of firewood on top of rocks to support major structural beams of the home.
Wow.
You know, also adding attic storage, or I went into one where they actually added two bedrooms in an attic space. And you got up there in the deflection, the sag was 3 inches and no structural supports underneath.
Jeez.
And it's scary, and they're putting their kids up there.
Yeah.
And so this is where, to add on what Keith was talking about, you get people that say that those three words, I got this.
Yeah. So what's the most common thing that homeowners try to do on their own that you see causes issues? Is it just a variety of all of?
I would say going back to the decks.
Yeah.
Because everybody.
Well, as soon as you, that's what made me think of that question.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, a lot of people
everybody
seem to want to do their decks.
Yeah. Everybody loves that outdoor space.
Yeah.
We all want to be on our deck in the summer.
Yes.
Well, make it safe.
Exactly. Hire a professional.
Again, as I said before, it is by far the largest safety issue
they
have had by injury or deaths is the collapse of a deck.
Yeah.
And
wow.
When they're not put together properly or supported properly, rails not put on properly.
Yes. So as you guys are saying here, and this is the reason behind the show, the reason behind the show is to bring experts in on any area of your finances to make sure that you have the people, or my listeners, have the people in place to hire that know what they're doing at the highest level. So Keith, anything else that you want to bring in as we wrap up our time together?
Yeah, the biggest one is, pretty much everything we're talking about here can be eliminated through proper maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture damage, know your home, look at it. The long-term health of your home and the people inside of it depend on the maintenance. Lastly, always, always work with the pros.
Yeah.
It is the smart and safe way to keep your family and your home healthy forever.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. It was a great conversation to bring into studio. Will you guys give a shout out with your website? My listeners know where to reach you.
www.finalphaseinspection.com.
There you go. You can always go to themoneyhour.com as well. Again, pick up any of their segments, and just really appreciate you guys. Thanks for spending time with me.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Tina.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, do you want peace of mind and minimize stress when you're trying to relocate or downsize? Joe Masson with Care Transitions of South Puget Sound right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.